The new legislation, I think, has a lot of excellent consumer protections in it. And some of the most important ones is that now the credit card companies have to tell people who are making minimum payments how long it will take them to pay off their balance and how much it will cost them in interest.
Mm-hmm.
They'll no longer be able to hike your interest rate on your credit card if your credit score drops or if you make late payments on another account. They won't be allowed to increase interest rates on existing balances unless the account is at least 60 days overdue. And teaser rates have to now last a certain period of time. And two of my favorites, for consumers under 21 years old, the company must get the signature of a parent or another adult for the debt or obtain proof that the person can actually repay credit card debt. And gift cards must last at least 5 years.
Oh, good. That's a good one. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So all of these are important, but what you're speaking about are the unintended consequences. And, yes, many people think that because there will be less revenue going to the credit card companies from the fees and interest rates and other sort of hijinks that they used to have, that because they'll be getting less revenue from those, they'll have to charge higher interest rates for people who are overdue. They may start charging annual fees for people that pay off their cards on time, and that their rewards programs will be less generous. To me, the best strategy is what the old strategy, pay down your credit card debt. And
I knew I was going to hear
here
that.
Here it comes.
And live within your means. I know, I'm a broken record.
No, that's a good thing to hear.
Make sure your credit score is as high as possible. And very important, remember, most of these provisions don't go into effect for 9 months. And so for the next 9 months, they can continue their old ways. People need to be very careful.
Yeah, so don't charge that new kitchen on your credit card hoping to get a couple of airline tickets.
No, absolutely. And, you know, the fact that the rewards program may be less generous is, to me, not important because you don't have a credit card to earn miles. I mean, that's just silly to be using your credit card to earn miles. I mean, you know, if you're going to make a purchase on it, you might as well get the miles. But if you're getting fewer miles, I mean, I can't feel bad about that. The fact that there may be higher interest rates and annual fees where there didn't used to be annual fees, I think is too bad. But, you know, as I've been saying for a long time, one message that we've been getting from the economy and from the recession and a lot of other sources is that credit is going to be harder to get in the future and more expensive in the future than it was in the past. I mean, one of the reasons we're in this economic mess, credit got to be way too easy. People got way too in debt. And now we're going to see the pendulum swing the other way.
We're talking to Art Stein, certified financial planner, about some of the new credit card requirements. Now, these go into effect when? 2010?
Yeah, they go into effect in 9 months.
And so initially then, what do you think people should expect to see from credit card issuers that they should be concerned about or aware of as they head toward that date? Clearly, they'll be making some changes to accounts, don't you think?
Well, they may not make the changes until exactly 9 months after the legislation was signed into law.
Okay.
Now, they may make it sooner. I don't know. They can do whatever they want in the next 9 months. I mean, so people just need to be careful. They may need to be watching their credit cards. You know, of course, one of the things that will no longer be allowed is when people are paying off a balance. What credit card companies do now is they pay off the balance with the lowest interest rate first, leaving you with the balance that has the highest interest rate. I think that'll continue right up until the deadline.
I mean, really, isn't a good strategy to maybe try to get along without a credit card as much as you can?
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with cash?
Well, one, you can pay with cash, but the important thing is don't have credit card debt. I mean, that's really where people get into trouble. Now, you know, one of the things they're saying is that they'll have annual fees for credit cards where they didn't used to have. And, you know, if they do that, what you're going to see is that lots of people have so many credit cards that they don't use, they'll cancel them if they get hit with an annual fee. And you'll end up with one or two credit cards if you're paying an annual fee on them. And, you know, it's a $15 or $20 fee. That's okay. If the companies try and raise it more than that, I think they're going to get a lot of consumer backlash. Mm-hmm. I mean, there will be, for people who don't have credit card debt, there's going to be a limit on what the credit card companies can do in terms of charging you fees.
So the worst that can happen is people will be, by the credit policies, forced into buying only what they can afford.
Living within your means. And, you know, in that sense, this could be the unintended consequences could be a good thing.
Well, you know, it may be a good thing, but it's going to take people a while to dig out of all that debt. How do they get there, Art? What's your best recommendation?
Well, I would say this, that you do want to pay off your credit card debt as quickly as possible. It's a very high priority. And for federal employees, if they're, you know, making the maximum contribution to their to the thrift savings plan, maybe they need to cut back on that, always making at least a 5% contribution to get the match. But cut back on that and use that to pay down your credit card debt. And then once it's paid off, go back to making the maximum contribution to the TSP.